From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was another deadly day in Syria with at least 15 civilians killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack Thursday. The Syrian government and its Russian allies are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government denies using barrel bombs. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the United Nations has developed an Aleppo emergency response plan following his appeal last week for a 48-hour humanitarian pause in fighting. De Mistura said in a statement Saturday that this was a pilot initiative intended to set the stage for weekly pauses for humanitarian relief. The statement said the aid is intended to reach 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo and also to reach people in the western part of the city. Also Saturday, Syrian rebels and their families continued evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. Celebratory gunfire greeted the buses as they reached the village of Babasika in northern rebel-held Idlib province. 700 rebels and nearly 4,000 civilians will be evacuated as part of the deal. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton has received a national security briefing, her first since becoming the U.S. Democratic presidential nominee. The overview of major domestic and global threats facing the United States was conducted near her home at a federal government facility outside New York. Republican nominee Donald Trump received a similar security briefing earlier in the month. Major presidential nominees and their close advisors are legally required under U.S. law to be briefed with classified information on security matters by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so they will be prepared when they assume office. Relatives wept during a state funeral in Ascoli Piceno on Saturday for 35 victims of the earthquake that hit central Italy, killing at least 290. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi declared a day of mourning. Bishop Giovanni Ercole, who presided over the service, told those gathered in the sports hall that he hoped their faith would guide them in the coming days.
Per chi ha vissuto questi giorni è difficile.
He said, for those who have lived through these difficult days, it is hard to distance yourself, but I really hope and I prayed during the celebration, my friends, that the faith will illuminate your path. Remember to always trust in God, even when it seems impossible. He will open a path for you. Italian President Sergio Mattarella also attended the Mass. A magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents overran and captured a district in the country's east following heavy fighting with Afghan security forces. Several police and militants were killed and many more were wounded. Officials told reporters Saturday the militants had captured the Janikel district in eastern Paktia province. Authorities say security forces have since withdrawn from the area, which is a key transit route that includes links to neighboring Khost province and to Pakistan. And police in Bangladesh have shot and killed the man believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 20 hostages and two policemen dead last month. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina praised police and intelligence agencies for the operation, which killed Chamim Chowdhury, a Bangladeshi-Canadian believed to have planned the attack. Two other militants were also killed in the raid. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.